Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know, I do apologize about that. I think I had my phone on mute there for a minute. So let me start back from the beginning again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, April the 24th, Friday, April the 24th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As you guys know, I'm multitasking as always. So if I can just get a thumbs up from the chat room, making sure that everything is okay for the sound. If someone could just let me know that the sound is coming through okay, that would be outstanding. My brothers and my sisters, we have another powerful show today. Today's message is the message. It's one of the messages that's a part of the 10-part series. I decided to do this one the way that I'm doing my upcoming series that starts on Monday at 12 noon. So there is a private line that I will be emailing everybody for the private number to call in for Monday's show. Now, again, if you have not got on board, it's not too late. You need to email me as soon as possible and let me know that, hey, Doc, I want to be in on Monday's show because, again, this is very, very important. Today we're talking about the dragon god of this age that's hidden inside of the word language. So we're talking about a book that I wrote, a few years ago, about 5 years ago, called The Key to Knowledge. So the key to knowledge, based on the chapter or the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 52. Now, I do apologize because, again, I'm simultaneously broadcasting on three different networks at the same time to make sure that I can get a broader audience. So in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 52, it reads, "Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hinder." So the scripture talks about the lawyers taking away the key of knowledge. What is the key of knowledge? The key of knowledge is language or anglage. Let me say it again. The key of knowledge is language. Now, brothers and sisters, this message is so important that I got to speak a little slower today because, again, this is going to be a 12-hour series that I'll be offering again for an additional charge to go through the entire thing. This is the thing that is taught at all of the higher levels of all of the secret societies. Let me say that again. This is the thing taught in all levels of all secret societies everywhere on the planet. Let me say that one more time. What I'm about to share with you right now is what's being taught in all levels of all secret societies at the higher levels. When you get to the higher levels, this is what is shared or this is what is taught. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this is not a new believer show. This is a didactic discourse. Today's message is very, very dangerous. It could create a dent in your form instead of a transform. So it's very, very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that every message that you listen to, that I teach, that you pray about it and that you meditate on it so that the Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you into further understanding. We're talking about the hidden metaphysics of this word language. Now, later on tonight, I'm a guest on another individual show where I'm talking about psychopathic, sociopathic cults. The title of that message, again, is Power Hungry Whoremongers. The calling number is 516-387-1596, or just go to my Facebook page. That call-in number, again, 516-387-1596. One more time, 516-387-1596. I am going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what every sociopath, what every psychopath, and whatever power-hungry genetic imprinter is trying to do to you. This is going to be a powerful show. I'm a guest on someone else's show at 9 p.m. tonight. Now, since I decided not to play small anymore, my phone has been blowing up. Business has tripled. So I'm going to need you guys to strap in because I'm not playing small anymore. That means that everything that I've done is changing. The dynamics is everything that I'm changing. If you want to know why, listen to the show I did yesterday about the metaphysics of behavior. The metaphysics of behavior will explain my behavior modification. It will explain in detail everything that I'm doing from today forward. So I don't have time to go back over it. Let's look at this one word language. The word language consists of three words wrapped into one. All language, again, is a definitions. The word definition means definition. Let me say that again. The word definition means def, D-E-A-F, phonition. P-H-O-E-C-I-O, and the Phoenicians. Now, brothers and sisters, have you done any research on who the Phoenicians are and who they were? Well, during this 12-hour series, I will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the connection between the Babylonians and the Phoenicians that have established everything that you and I believe today. So the word definition comes from the word Delph, Phoenicians. Very important. Now, the word Phoenicians gives us the word phonics. Language. All language has the seven elements that I have inside of my book, Grammaria, that breaks down phonics. So the Delph Phoenicians gave us phonics. Phonics gave us the phoenix. The phoenix rises out of the ashes is the phony resurrection. The phoenix rising out of the ashes is the phony resurrection. So from phoenix, we get phony. From phony, we get phone. From phone, we get voice or VOIC, V-O-X. Where we get your voice, the thing that comes out, the what I'm doing right now comes from the God of the Phoenicians. Now, the word language is a, represents something that is profound. It is the key to understanding that the word fetus, when you are born, you are a fetus. Or you are, I shouldn't say when you're born. When you're in the, when you're in your mother's womb, you are a fetus. The word fetus, F-E-T-U-S, means feed us. Let me say it again. The word fetus means feed us. Let me say it again. The word fetus means feed us. Let me say it again. The word fetus means feed us. And so when we breed, when we have sex, we breed. When we breed, we are bred. So B-R-E-E-D is B-R-E-A-D. So it is a, what is going on, my brothers and sisters, what I've been saying, what I've been saying for 20 years without saying it. So now I'm going to say it. I'm not going to talk in circles anymore. I'm not going to play small anymore. I'm not going to coddle. I'm not going to try not to offend nobody. I'm not going to hold anybody's hand anymore. If I offend you, assalamu alaikum, God bless you. That's not my intention. Everyone should know my intention. If you are new to what I've been sharing, listen to my old messages. I don't have no enemies because my intention is good. Now, the enemies I have, they're not my enemies. They're enemies of the truth. I can't help that. So if you understand, when you get married, when you get married, you are a mare reed, M-A-R, a mare. A mare is a female horse. When the male ejaculates, he releases semen. Semen is a seaman. It's a naval term. In the Navy, on the ship, they have semen, S-E-A-M-A-N. You got semen, S-E-M-E-N. So this is maritime law. Now, we are controlled and we are under maritime law. If you don't know this, it's called mercantilism. I will break all this down inside of the 12-hour series. Now, this 12-hour series, again, is going to be probably in the neighborhood of $200. That's a private call-in number, private show. Everybody that at the conclusion that are on board, you know what? I may do the same. I may just make it $100 to make it easier and affordable. But again, this is not next week, but the following week, I will give you more information. This is just an introduction. I will do another show to give you another introduction so that way you can understand why you must listen to this show after you listen to how to activate the 12 strands of your DNA. Brothers and sisters, when you activate the 12 strands of your DNA, you see what I see. You see Lang. The word Lang means monster that protects the noble ones. I'm going to break it down for you. L-A-N means monster that protects the noble ones. Gu, G-U is the god of war. Age is the Aeon. So there's a monster that protects the noble one, the rich man, the elite, the Nephilim, the serpent seed, and he is the god of war over this age or this zodiac period of time. So the word language means god of war that protects Lucifer's kids. Let me say that again. The word language means Lang, which is a K-line. I'm going to break it down for you, brothers and sisters. Are y'all strapped in? Are you sure you're strapped in? The word language, brothers and sisters, means the monster, the god of war that protects the serpent seed. It is a mercantile term that comes from the word definition. The word definitions mean definitions. Definition. A Phoenician. Now, the Phoenicians, again, were the people that established, again, the Babel or the Babel or the Babylonians. The Babylonians and Phoenicians, these were great mercantile men. They were merchants of the sea. The word Phoenician means, again, phoenix, phony voice, or sea merchant. So when you say a word, you create a world. Oh, no, you don't create a world. You create a world. W-H-I. L, world. So you have spinning chakras that are worlds of light. They spin. So when you say a word, you create a W-O-R-D. That's first base. After you create a W-O-R-D, you create a W-H-I-R-L, a world. A world is a world. Please, brothers, sisters, this message is so important that I cannot do this message over the air. When I do this 10-hour series, it's going to be on a private line, private phone number, private password, where people who, again, who have paid to listen to this message, This is child's play, what I'm doing today. What I'm going to share is on this 12-hour series, your life will never be the same. Your 12 strands of your DNA, I'm doing that series first, because after I activate your 12 strands of your DNA, then you can see what I see. Then you'll be able to see in the dark. No longer will you be subject to the mercantile C. Now, the letter C gives us the word C, S-E-E, so that way you can see C, I'm sorry, S-E-A. Let me say that again. The word language, the word definitions are all code words for underwords. When you are born, B-O-R-N-E, they give birth, B-E-R-T-H, not B-I-R-T-H. You've been taught that you were born, B-O-R-N, but your mother gave birth, so you celebrate your birthday. Your birthday, B-I-R-T-H, is a lie. It is your birth. It is a shipping dock. It is like in the Matrix. You are a vessel. This separates. The word separate gives us the word September. Now, before they changed the calendars, September was the seventh month, represents sep and seventh, which represents separation. Now, the word separation is the word sep, S-E-P, and the word ration or rations, R-A-T-I-O, which is raw, T-I-O. Now, it goes a whole lot deeper. This destroys your multidimensional 12 strands. We must reconnect you to your 12 strands of your DNA. You've been disconnected by birth, B-E-R-T-H. This is the Latin word hue. In Latin means hither. So when I say come hither, C-O-M-E is C-U-M. Hither. So in the womb, the cervix draws the C-U-M. The cervix, C-E-R-V-I-X, is a service. C-E-R-V-I-C, serve X, S-E-R-V-E, X. The number X is a Roman numeral 10, which represents say 10. Let me say that again. The number 10 means say, S-A-Y, 10, T-E-N, which is the number X. Let me say that again. When you say the number 10, you say 10. You are calling Satan, S-A-Y-T-E-N, say 10. That's what the cervix. When you serve, anything that comes through the cervix is here to serve, say 10. So that's why they birth. Now, again, this is elementary school. This is what they teach when you join these secret societies on first, second, and third, fourth levels. What I'm going to share in this 12-hour series is when you reach the ranks of 30, 31, 32, 33, master teacher 33, then they drop the truth on you. But by then, it's too late. You're already serving language. You're already serving language. And you're already a member. And your chakras are whirling. They reverse the spin. It's called spintronic. It's the reverse spin. So you are spinning light. You got seven chakras that spin to produce color, which makes you a hue man. So you are spinning color. But the word hue in Latin means hither. Why is the sperm cells inside of the cervix or the uterus drawn to the egg or the ovum or the ovary to serve? Now, this is all called mercantilism. That's why doctors are called deities or doctors. The word doctor means doc, D-O-C-K. U-R. You can go to Google and type in U-R. It is a Samaritan city where all of the Nephilim docked. So the word doctor means doc, You go to where the Phoenicians are from, where the Babylonians are from. We are all being played. The G inside of the messianic symbol means gamma. It means gimel, G-I-M-E-L. You know who Gimel is? You know gamma is the most destructive of all of the rays of the electromagnetic spectrum? What is the G inside of the Freemasonry symbol? I can't say that in the public, but I have to break it down in a private 12-hour series after we finish activating your DNA, so that way we can change your vote, V-O-T-E, into a volt, V-O-L-T. You are a voltage, but they change your vote, V-O-L-T, into a vote, V-O-T-E. So now you vote instead of activating your vote, V-O-L-T. When you connect with the creator I serve, it activates your vote. You don't vote no more. Now you are a vote. You are a V-O-L-T. You don't do V-O-T-E. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm trying, but it's very difficult to remain calm. Y'all, please pray for me. Because last night, Father, help me. I'm sitting here at my computer. Something, hit my house. It was raining. My wife and my children woke up, and they ran into something hit me in the face. Sparks flew. I thought lightning hit the roof of my house. All of my fire extinguishers was going off. All of my smoke detectors were going off inside the house. But the power in my house was on, and I could see no damage coming through my roof. Sparks flew, brothers. Sparks flew, sisters, from the top of my house. I'm sitting at my upstairs bedroom on the computer getting ready to I'm putting this show that I'm doing right now online. This is the God's honest truth. I am not making this up. Something hit me in my head. I felt it, but the windows are not broken in my house. My neighbors, the whole neighborhood is flooded. All the lights went out in my neighborhood. I don't know what happened. I can't explain it with English terms. I don't know what to tell you. I can just tell you what happened to me last night at 4 o'clock in the morning. And brothers and sisters, I'm not no emotional guy. I don't do phantasmagoria. I'm not trying to hear to win an Oscar. All I know, it was raining and it was a thunderstorm. I was sitting in my house. A loud sound, it sounded like a transformer exploding. It sounded electrical. Brothers and sisters, when that power, that was light sparks flying off the top of my house, something exploded. I ran outside in the pouring down rain because I thought electricity hit my home. A black SUV pulled up in front of my house with a Caucasian gentleman sitting in it, and he parked outside my house. My wife went outside and took down the plate. I don't know what's going on. There is no damage that I can see to my house. I saw on the news that supposedly a transformer went out like I thought, but there's no transformers on the power lines above my house. All of my my cable service is blown out. I called the AT&T representative. They said that the AT&T box blew. My TVs don't work. They all blown out. That was an electrical surge, I'm assuming. Now, I got these, $1,500 plasma TVs. None of them work anymore. What happened last night? Can somebody explain to me? If you know what happened, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you know what happened, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. All I know is what I'm sharing with you, brothers and sisters, is very, very, very important, because what, W-H-A-T, is what, or what, W-A-T-T. That was an electrical volt, V-O-L-T, that hit me. And the what, the W-A-T-T, allows me to see that the slaughter, if you put the word slaughter and you remove the S, you have the word laughter. Somebody's laughing at you. Somebody's laughing at us. They're laughing as we've been led to the slaughter. The word laughter, L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, add the S or the serpent, you get the word slaughter. The word cure, add the S, you get the word curse. So you are cursed, but in order to get a cure, we must remove the S or the snake. What is the snake, brothers and sisters? Language. The word language, and I'm closing with this, comes from the Vietnamese word. It is a mythology. It's called K-Lan, K-Y-L-A-N. You can go to Google and type in K-Lan, K-Y-L-A-N. K-Lan is one of the sacred animals of Asian mythology. Sometimes it's referred to as a unicorn. K-Lan blends the characteristics of many different animals. It has again, I'm reading from the K-Lan, K-L-A-K-Y-L-A-N. K-Lan means a dragon-like entity that has feet and horn of a deer, ears of a dog, forehead of a camel, eyes of an eagle, nose of a lion, mouth of a cordale, body of a horse, and a tail of a bull. The K-Lan is depicted as a musk deer with huge horns. If you go to Wikipedia and type in K-Lan, you will see an image. K-Lan looks like, and there is a statue as we speak in China of K-Lan. K-Lan, again, is the god of war over this age or this zodiac. Let me say it again. Tomorrow we'll continue with part two of the introduction of the 12-hour series that's going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify Matthew 23:13, one of my favorite scriptures. Matthew 23:13. Very, very important. Everybody in the chat room, if you want to continue listening, I'm going to go over just a little bit. Please, you can just call in. Again, don't call the 424 number. Everybody that's on the chat room, call the 347 number. The number, if you want to continue to listen, please call 347-202-0844 to continue to listen. If you're in the chat room, 347-202-0844. 347-202-0844. The word GU, G-U, you go to Google, type it in, any search engine. It is the African god. Gu, G-U, is the god of iron and war. Remember in the book of Daniel, when it talks about the iron and clay will not mix, that's Gu. Gu is the god of this age, which represents the K-Lan, L-A-N, K-Lan. Now, brothers and sisters, you will not find this card anywhere to my knowledge. I know I'm not the Lone Ranger. I know somebody else is talking about it. But K-Lan, K-Y-L-A-N, the word land, L-A-N, again, is the dragon. The word land means monster that protects the noble ones, the elites, the technocrats. I just released my book, Technocrats or Technotronics. This god resembles a dragon. He looks like a horse, but he has the feature of a lot of different other animals. This is the monster that protects the elite. He's the god of iron, the god of war. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make something crystal clear. The god of iron and the god of war over this age. So that's where we get the word language. So this God created a world, W-H-I-R-L, world or world, that separates us from our 12-strand multidimensional DNA. Now we must return by taking back our vote, not our vote. The V-O-L-T, the voltage, that is what you should be doing. W-A-T-T, not W-H-A-T. Don't ask what. Don't increase what. Increase the what. So that way you can over, under, and understand the birthday, which is your birth, B-E-R-T-H. That's what I do in my Dear Kinnear reports. That is why say 10
S-A-T, is Satan. So when you say 10, the Roman numeral X represents Satan. S-A-Y-T-E-N, which is Satan, which is the deaf Phoenician, D-E-A-F, Phoenician. The Phoenicians is phonics. So language is phonetics or phonics. That's why when you say a word, I give you a didactic teaching. I give you definitions. So I am unplugging the deaf ears, and I am giving you definitions so that way you can hear. That's what the Bible says. Let them that have ears to hear, hear. Are you deaf? Are you still a Phoenician? Are you still a part of the definition? If I give you the definitions of a word, it is a deaf Phoenician. The Phoenicians represents phonics. Phonics represents phoenix, the dead bird rising out of the ashes. The phoenix represents phony. Phony represents phone. Phone represents voice, V-O-X, which represents voice. That is what the scriptures talking about. This is the key of knowledge that has been taken away from the church. This is what it talks about inside of my book that I wrote 20 years ago that I am doing again in my private series and underneath an audio book that explains Luke 11:52. Luke 11:52 says, "Woe unto you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves have not entered in, and you have hindered those from entering." Matthew 23:13 says, "Woe unto you teachers of the law and you Pharisees, you hypocrites. You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to enter." So it is the experts of the law. It is the noble men. It is the 1%ers of the world that is shutting the door so that way you can't enter into the kingdom. Luke 11:46 says, Jesus replied, "And you experts in the law, woe unto you, because you load people down with burdens that they cannot carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them." So Yahushua is trying to say something. Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. My brothers and my sisters, during this 12-hour audio series, again, after we activate your DNA, if there's anybody listening to this show who have not emailed me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So that way you can Christ activate. The activation that the world is talking about is phony. They are activating your kundalini. That's the serpent. Why do you have a reptile brain, a R complex, sitting on top of your spinal cord, which is your spiritual antenna? So that way it can intercept the signal from the Most High. So we gotta bypass the reptile. How do we do that? Faith. How do you activate the R complex according to science? Science says you need to operate in fear. Why? Fear activates the amygdala and the hypothalamus that releases a chemical in the body that causes you to fight or flight. You focus on the three L's. It causes tunnel vision, scientifically proven. That is the hidden metaphysics of fear. That's why churches preach hell, to keep you in fear. So Gu, G-U, the god of war and iron of this world, he's the monster that protects them. He keeps you trapped in this age. That's why when everybody dies, they see a bright light, and they go into the light so they can be recycled, just like in the Matrix. Brothers and sisters, what I'm about to share in this series, I cannot find anywhere. I know somebody else is out there teaching it. Tomorrow we'll do a part two of the introduction. We start Monday, 12 noon. I will not be doing any free shows next week. All of my time will be given to the clients and the people who have a love for the truth, not a truth, who are joining me for the series of the metaphysics of new clay. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. So to activate the new clay, the word new clay means nucleus. The nucleus is inside of every one of your blood cells. That is the new clay. That's why Yahushua came. Yahushua came that you may have life, Zoe life, new clay. And you must activate because you got two strands of the DNA. The other 10 strands are dormant. We activate the DNA by, number one, willingness. Number two, authenticity. Number three, availability. Those three things, not no breathing, not standing on your head, not no mantra, not no yoga, not everything that the world teaches. God uses the simple, the simplicity of the gospel to confound and to confuse. And so we must return, my brothers and sisters, because why? The kingdom of God is within. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, the Christos in you, the hope of glory. So you can go out there and you can be demonstrative. You can speak in tongues. You can turn over chairs. You can foam at the mouth. All of that is demonstrative, demonstrative. That is a part of the falling star demonstration, not the morning star administration. So in order to be a part of the morning star, you got to see in the dark. And the only way to see in the dark is to recognize the definitions of the words that you're using, because the definitions are controlling you. And so that way you are a fetus. You are a spiritual fetus. And a F-E-T-U-S means to feed. F-E-E-D, us. Feed us. Who is us? You are bread for the Anunnaki. That's why you are bread. B-R-E-E-D. So that way you can be B-R-E-A-D. That's why we get married. So you can be mare. And I can't even break that one down. That's too deep. You can be mare. M-A-R-E. Eed. E-E-D. They are using your semen to make you a S-E-A-M-A-N. A semen is a part of the Navy. That's why you got a naval cord. When you are in your mother's womb, you are connected to the mother through the navel, through the umbilical cord, the amphibious cord. You have a naval, Navy. That is a sea. These are all merchant terms. That is what we are living in. We are living in the C section. C. That's why they give women C sections. So that way you can live in the CEA. So that way you can't CEE. This is all a part of the matrix. This is all a part of this age or this eon that this God, LAN, L-A-N, this Kalen God is in control. My brothers and my sisters, we just scratch the surface. This is just the introduction of everything that the enemy wants to keep you in the dark. That's why these Reverend Dr. Bishops, and remember the word doctor means doc, D-O-C-K. You are the city. In order for you to dock in the city of which is the city of the Nephilim, those who from heaven who came down to earth, they went into the daughters of men and they docked. They released semen, S-E-A-M-M-A-N, or S-E-M-E-N. Our brothers and sisters, your vote, V-O-L-T, has been changed into a vote, V-O-T-E-S. And we're just scratching the surface. So tomorrow we will continue with this introduction. Again, I will give out more information, so I need to make sure, because in order for you to take this class, I'm going to need you to take the first class. Because if you take this class without taking the first class, your body can't handle the information. It's a risk of causing deformation instead of transformation. Let me say it again. If you sign up for this class, you say, Doc, I don't want to take the class on how to activate the 12 strands of my DNA. And you take this class, the two strands can handle the VOLT, the V-O-L-T. You would run the risk of exploding spiritually because you don't have the circuitry to process what you see. So this is a step-by-step process, and it's in order for a particular way. Why? God is a God of order. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua, because the Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he would never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. He doesn't have to do that. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, make no doubt about it. As always, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.